Haynes School welcomes 10 new full-time teachers and administrators, and resident concern prompts the Haynes Planning Commission to ask for a speed study on Mud Bay Road. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Resident concerns over speeding on Mud Bay Road prompted the Haynes Planning Commission to recommend a speed study. KHNS's Greta Mart reports.
Commission members recommended the Borough Assembly and Manager ask the Alaska Department of Transportation to conduct the study, which the DOT could use to determine whether or not to lower the speed limit. The road is owned and managed by the state, and the speed limit for much of it is 30 miles per hour. In June, resident Anne Marie Fossman requested to lower the speed limit on Mud Bay in between intersections with Small Tracks Road to 20 miles per hour. 16 other residents signed their names in support. Many of those residents attended last week's meeting to hear a DOT engineer explain how the state sets speed limits. DOT's Southeast Traffic and Safety Engineer David Epstein said he drove the road several times Thursday morning. He said he's concerned that lowering the speed limit on Mud Bay Road will actually undermine safety. That's because it'll increase the disparity between speeds and raise the likelihood of crashes. In a speed study, DOT staff gathers data on how fast cars are going at different points on a given road. The studies are a main factor in establishing speed limits. Planning Commissioner Chair Rob Goldberg cautioned those seeking to lower the speed limit to be careful what they ask for.
If people are driving above the current speed limit, the state might come back and say, you know, it really ought to be 35 instead of 30. So there's some danger that it could go the other way from the way you want it to go.
Epstein also said he looked up the most recent crash data for Mud Bay Road from 2009 to 2013. In that five-year period, there had been only one injury accident in 2010. Goldberg said he had seen more drivers being pulled over for speeding lately on Mud Bay Road. He asked Interim Police Chief Robert Griffiths if there had been an increase in the level of enforcement, particularly on Cemetery Hill. The police chief said that since the department hired another officer, there has been more traffic enforcement. It's now up to the Borough Assembly to formally request the speed study from the DOT. The Planning Commission asked the study to include Mud Bay Road from Mile Zero to Letnikoff Cove and Small Tracks Road. Last week, the Planning Commission was also scheduled to consider approving a proposed heliport at Mile 26, but that item was tabled for the time being. Applicant Scott Sundberg of Big Salmon Ventures, LLC, withdrew his request for a conditional use permit to build the heliport. Sundberg said he agreed with the borough manager's recommendation that the Planning Commission postpone making a decision until the results of a helicopter noise study are made public and until the Borough Assembly clarifies noise standards in municipal code. Here's Sundberg.
Until that happens, we'd rather not create a cloudy situation. We want to make sure that these next round of decisions is based on fact and what has been sought after both by the borough and by Big Salmon Ventures.
Borough manager David Sosa said Monday he expects to publish the final noise study on the borough's website by evening. Included in the study are comments from over 20 residents. Sosa says the next step in the process is to schedule a time when the study's authors can brief the assembly and the public on their results. In Haynes, I'm Greta Mart.
When Haynes school students start classes next week, they're going to see a lot of new faces. There are 10 new full-time teachers and administrators this year. Longtime employees say that's the highest turnover that's happened in decades at the school, which has about 30 staff. 7 of the new educators are taking over already existing jobs, 2 are filling newly created positions, and 1 is the new interim superintendent.
It's very exciting to be in my classroom, and especially now that it's all starting to come together, I can't wait to get some more things on the walls and make it really feel like my classes, you know, not just mine, but also my students' classroom.
Tracy Wyrick is Haynes School's new fourth grade teacher. Wyrick taught sixth grade in Montana. She moved to Haynes in 2012 after coming here on a bike tour with her sister. Wyrick says there's a lot to look forward to.
I'm really excited about our new math curriculum. And it's great because it teaches kids more math sense than algorithms. So it's really like a great hands-on visual math and I think it'll really improve students' math skills.
The other new elementary teacher is Sue Ackerman. She's taught preschool in Sitka, Thailand, and Washington. Now she'll teach a class of about 20 kindergartners.
Coming from a preschool background, I really like to incorporate play, really like to incorporate individualization, and really being kind of just mindful.
Ackerman says she wants to bring community members into her teaching.
You know, everyone in town kind of has like these special hidden talents that it'll be great to kind of harvest.
If a student from Ackerman's or Wyrick's class needs extra help with reading, they'll probably spend some time with Janice Byerly. She's the new Title I teacher.
Reading is the basis for all other learning. So you've got to learn to read. To me, it's the most important subject to learn.
Byerly came to Haines from the 200-person North Slope town of Atkasuk, where she taught kindergarten and first grade. A couple of the new staff members are coming to Haines from jobs at American schools in the Middle East.
My travels abroad have made me realize how much people love music everywhere.
Jason Messino is the 5th through 12th grade music teacher. Most recently, Messino was in Egypt. He's also taught in Malaysia, China, Thailand, and a little closer to Haines in Klawak.
Music is my greatest passion, and what I like the most is sharing that passion and seeing how excited kids get about everything from listening to music to making music.
The other new staff member who traveled from the Middle East to Haines is Kim Cunningham.
Great experience for us, great experience for the kids, but right now we needed a little bit more stability and stay in one place for a while.
Cunningham worked in Kuwait and Abu Dhabi for the last 4 years. Now she's director of student support services at Haines School. That's a new position that was created by former Superintendent Ginger Jewell.
My job duties encompass all special education, title programs, federal programs, migrant Title I, Indian education, things like that. District testing coordinator.
Before Cunningham's job was created, a mix of staff oversaw those duties, including the superintendent and school counselor. The other newly formed position this year is...
I'm the Innovation Coordinator and Technology Integration Specialist.
That's Sarah Haddad. She will be working with teachers to incorporate iPads, laptops, and smart boards into classrooms. Last year, the Haines School Board approved one-to-one technology in grades 5 and up. The younger grades all have technology too, but they share it.
So that it's not just like, oh, sit in the corner and play a game on an app on your laptop or on your iPad. Instead, to do something meaningful and something that they can create with and engineer with and that sort of thing.
Haddad has taught technology for 13 years, most recently in a Colorado prison. School counselor Kristen Brumfield also came to Haines from Colorado. She says she had been keeping an eye out for a job in Alaska.
Everything since I made the decision has been serendipitous. Everything has fallen into place, and it just continues to feel absolutely like this is where I'm supposed to be right now, and I feel full of joy at that.
Brumfield says she's excited to meet the students.
Building that relationship one-on-one with kids is... gosh, brings me more happiness than I ever dreamed that it would.
Back in the high school wing is the new science teacher, Ashley Hutton. She's taking over temporarily for teacher Mark Fontenot during his one-year leave.
Well, for me, I'm going to treat it like this is a long-term position because that's the only way I know how to teach and interact with the students.
Hutton grew up in Hoonah, and recently she taught science in Craig.
One of the things that I most love when it comes to teaching science is that it's such practical knowledge. I mean, you are learning how the world around you works. Students are able to see that, and so they see a lot of purpose in what they learn.
The last new face, or voice, we'll meet in this story is Jason Eason, the new grades 5 through 8 special education teacher.
I was in special ed. I'm like what I like to call a special ed success story. But I was identified with a learning disability when I was in probably third grade and had a lot of trouble reading and writing. And kind of gave me an identity in that aspect of education.
Eason recently completed his master's in education with a special education focus at University of Alaska Southeast. He says at first he wanted to teach English, but the experience he had working in a special education classroom in Juneau changed his mind.
And man, it was just so much fun. I was a little scared, you know, when I first started because you just, you know, you don't interact with that population. And then once you get in there, and it's eye-opening, and in a good way for me, that it just changed my mind, and I wanted to definitely work with a different population of students.
The first day of school is Tuesday, August 18th. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.